This month is March of Dimes, Premature Awareness Month. This month, 33,000 babies will be born preterm in the United States, and our preterm birth rates are continuing to rise, and that means that moms and babies are facing serious health problems every single day. This is an alarming issue that has recently been brought to light, and that is what premature babies are fed while they are in the hospital. And this is something that if you are a mother, a potential mother, or know somebody who's pregnant, this is something that you really, really need to listen to. With us to talk about this is Chicago-based attorney and mother of premature children, Elizabeth Caveney of the law firm of Caveney & Kroll, one of the premier personal injury and catastrophic injury law firms in the nation. She represents victims of medical negligence, motor vehicle and trucking accidents, workplace injuries, and general personal injury. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me.
So you told me about this situation while we were collaborating on a project, and I was just taken aback about what is going on in the hospitals. Can you tell our listeners what this issue is with formula, infant formula in the hospital?
Absolutely. I'm happy to. I think it's important to get the story out there. So premature babies have very sensitive digestive tract, and how and what to feed premature babies is kind of a complex picture. It's been a slogan for many years that breast milk is best, and led to the saying breast is best. And that's true. Breast milk is best for a baby. But what do we do for premature babies that their mother can't or would prefer not to breastfeed their child?
And so in the hospital, what is used, and what is the possible harm?
So what is done in the hospital is premature babies, depending on their prematurity, and we're going to talk generally about babies that are younger than 30 weeks, but they're fed intravenously through a vein, through a tube, and they're fed, if not breast milk, they're fed with a formula. And two of the big formulas that people are familiar with are Similac and Enfamil. And both of those are made by Abbott and Johnson Mead. And both of those are made from cow's milk. And it has recently become a legal issue as to the dangers of cow's milk to premature babies.
And is this to all babies, or just babies who may be lactose intolerant, or is this kind of more than just allergies and specific intolerances?
It's all premature babies. All premature babies have a difficult time digesting, if at all, digesting the enzymes that are present in cow's milk. So when a formula is made from cow's milk as opposed to human milk, the baby is unable to digest it, and it causes a horrific injury, which can be fatal, called necrotizing enterocolitis.
And what is that? Can you explain, from a real basic standpoint, what that means to the baby?
Sure. Necrotizing enterocolitis is often referred to as NEC, N-E-C, and that's how parents learn about it in the NICU. And premature babies are at risk of developing NEC if their intestinal tract is irritated or inflamed. And this cow's milk formula causes the babies to develop NEC, which can lead to the need to remove part of the baby's intestines, all of the baby's intestines, lead to the baby developing cerebral palsy, or actually even death. So it's an incredible, incredible danger to babies, premature babies, to be fed formula that's based on cow's milk.
Elizabeth, tell me what the options are. You know, if could they use some other kind of milk besides breast milk? If the, say the hospitals just didn't have the ability to stock that kind of thing, are there other types of like soy milk or almond milk or something that could replace breast milk?
That's a really good question, Karen. So it's been known for many, many years of the dangers of cow's milk to premature babies. So human breast milk is best. The mother's breast milk is best. Second is donor breast milk. And most hospitals have access to and can purchase donor breast milk and keep it on store for premature babies for this very reason. The next best choice would be a formula that is made from human milk. And there is such a formula out on the market and has been for quite a long time. It's called Prolacta. So those would be the top choices that would be available to hospitals to give to babies. It would only be in extreme circumstances, where they would be forced to use a cow's milk fortifier, even a little bit of cow's milk, into human milk to try and increase the nutrients. But even that increases the chances of a baby developing this intestinal disease by threefold.
And how
300%.
How would a mother know this? I mean, here you are in a hospital. You are trusting the hospital and the doctors implicitly to do everything they can to make sure your premature babies are taken care of and they're given all the medical care and it's intense treatment and vigilance. And yet this formula is being given to them and harming them. So why is this happening?
That's the really scary part, Karen. And as a mother of premature twins, I've been there. And so I know how it works in the NICU. A mother would never know. And that's why it's so important that this has come to light and has entered the litigation world, because there is absolutely no way for a mother to know unless she somehow had the knowledge to ask or to demand that her baby only be given breast milk or human milk. And some moms do demand breast milk or demand human milk, but very, very few would have the knowledge or any way of knowing that the formula that is being administered to their premature baby is derived from cow's milk.
Elizabeth, we're going to continue our conversation about this topic and some other topics relating to medical malpractice. But could you give out your contact information? If people have some questions, would you be willing to talk to them about it?
I'd be happy to, anytime. My name's Elizabeth Caveney, K-A-V-E-N-Y. My telephone number is 312-761-5585. And my website is necbaby.com.
When we come back, we'll be discussing this a little bit. If you have any questions for Elizabeth about this topic or any malpractice, give us a call here, 312-981-7200. You're listening to WGN. We're here with Chicago-based attorney Elizabeth Caveney of the law firm of Caveney and Kroll, and we're talking about a disturbing situation where hospitals are giving out cow's milk to premature babies and is causing them harm across the country. Elizabeth, let's talk a little bit about when you're in the hospital and the child is given formula, is it not labeled as to what the ingredients are so that someone could look and see that this is in fact breast milk, human milk, or cow's milk?
No, you would never see the formula that's being given or the container of formula that's being given. So you have to remember, these babies are so small that they are being fed intravenously with a syringe. That's how it starts when they're in their 27, 28, 29 weeks. And it's a question of the syringe. You would see the syringe and it would be filled with a white substance. You would never know that's Enfamil or that's Similac or that's Prolacta or which manufacturer it is, which brand it is. It's just not something that's discussed with the parents.
So, to fill in the blanks here, Elizabeth Caveney is talking about a situation where cow's milk is being given to premature infants and is causing a reaction called NEC. And could you say the name of the symptoms again? The name of the affliction, I guess we could call it.
Yeah, it's the main complication is called necrotizing enterocolitis. Necrotizing means death of, entero means intestinal, And colitis means inflammation or irritation. So it translates into the death of a baby's intestines due to severe inflammation or irritation. And that inflammation and that irritation is being caused by the enzymes in the cow's milk that isn't present in human milk.
Why don't the drug manufacturers stop using cow's milk for these formulas? I mean, it just makes sense that they would not want to welcome lawsuits and they would not want to harm infants.
As we so often see in the legal industry, it's the cost of doing business. The manufacturers of infant formula, it's a multi-billion dollar business. And they give these formulas made from cow's milk to hospitals for free. They give it to them for free.
Wow.
Until their parents are familiar with the brand name, the babies are used to that particular formula, and then that's what formula the mom buys when she goes home with her baby, when her baby's finally old enough to go home. They get them hooked, almost like cocaine. They get them hooked on a certain formula early on. And honestly, for those manufacturers of infant formula, Abbott and Mead Johnson, it's the cost of doing business.
And that's alarming. So just a word to women out there who have friends who are pregnant, who might think about being pregnant. What do you do to prevent this situation from happening?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I would say consider breastfeeding. There's a reason that hospitals try and push mothers into breastfeeding or pumping breast milk to be given to their babies. Some moms can't. They are not pregnant and weren't far along in their pregnancy to be able to produce breast milk, or they don't produce enough breast milk, or they just can't get behind the concept of breast milk feeding. And in that situation, they should demand that their baby be fed with donor breast milk. It's out there. It's available to hospitals. It's purchasable, but it's significantly more expensive for hospitals than free infant formula made from cow's milk that's being dumped on them by infant formula manufacturers. That's for sure.
Now, when you get a case that you believe might have resulted in a harm to a child or God forbid death, how do you investigate it? Do you look through the medical records to determine what might have caused a problem and tie it back to the use of this kind of formula?
Absolutely. As I said, I'm the mother of premature twins, and so I have the utmost of respect for neonatologists and the nurses and the doctors that are working in the units with the premature babies to save their lives. So I would never want to wrongfully accuse a hospital, a doctor, a nurse of giving a baby formula that did not cause them harm or injury. So what we do is we get the medical records and we look and we see, oh, here we go. Here's a baby that was on breast milk, going along fine, growing. Everything was good. And then wait a second, they started adding cow's milk formula to the baby's, to the mother's milk to make it thicker, to increase the vitamin. And sure enough, within 2 days, the baby developed necrotizing enterocolitis and is dead. So that's the kind of scenario that we see, where a baby, the intestines are healthy when the baby is born and through the first couple weeks of life, and it isn't until the introduction of the cow's milk formula that the baby's picture takes a big turn for the worse.
You know, I always ask personal injury lawyers this question. You know, people will criticize personal injury lawyers saying, oh, you make money on these tragedies. You know, I'm just, my two cents here is that my belief that the attorneys who do this kind of work are sometimes the only motivation that there is in this corporate world for corporations to think twice about poisoning or harming consumers. And as you said, Elizabeth, it's cost of doing business. They probably just assume there is going to be a certain number of babies that are going to be harmed, and it's in their on their balance sheet that this is the way it's going to go. And unless personal injury lawyers bring it to the world's attention and sue them and get huge judgments, only then do they stop the harm. So is that kind of, I'm sorry, I'm kind of just put that those words in your mouth, but what do you have to say about that?
That's absolutely true. I tell people I'm the kind of attorney that you hope you never need, but are glad that you have when you do. So you never want to be in a situation where you have an injury or victim of medical malpractice, but when you do, you sure are glad to have an attorney like me who's ethical and will battle to the death for you or your family member, your loved one. I can say, we have found thousands of babies across the country, firms like myself that I'm working with, thousands of babies across the country who have been injured by formula based on cow's milk instead of formula based from human milk or donor human milk. And it's just been going on for over two decades. And it's only now that we have begun to file these lawsuits against Abbott and Mead Johnson, only now that they have begun to pull these formulas off the shelf so they can no longer be sold over the counter. But that doesn't help the premature babies that are still in the hospital, because it's still being used, marketed specifically to premature babies that are in the hospital. And that's where we're hoping to really make a change and save premature babies.
Elizabeth Caveney, thank you so much for joining me. Can you please give out your phone number one more time? You can always call me and I can always connect you to her, but go ahead and give out your number.
Absolutely. It's 312-761-5585. The website is necbaby.com.
Thank you so much, and take care of yourself. Enjoy this beautiful day. We'll